Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Haze and air quality was the big problem yesterday and today. AccuWeather says severe thunderstorms and wind gusts are the order of the day coming out of the skies. The flip side of it, however, could leave us with some decent weather tonight and all day tomorrow. AccuWeather meteorologist Carl Erickson here now with the details. Afternoon, Carl.
That's right. Good afternoon, Larry. We talked about that yesterday, that the price to pay to get all this haze and smoke out of the area may be some hefty thunderstorms. And we are seeing some of that right now over southern Nassau County moving eastward. You have to go way up to southwest Connecticut, though, into Bridgeport and New Haven, where there's some beefier, heavier storms up that way. But in and around the city, the five boroughs, we're basically quiet right now. And if that trend continues, we may have missed out on the heaviest of the storms. We'll be keeping a close eye, though, off to our northwest, over northern New Jersey, up to the Hudson Valley, to see if anything else pops up there with that daytime heating. But at least here in the near term, we're looking pretty good here in and around the city. But again, we'll keep close watch on the radar throughout the afternoon. Now, as we go through tonight, as you mentioned, all that haze and smoke starts to get scoured out of here in a beautiful day for tomorrow, a drop off in that humidity, and also brighter skies with that smoke leaving the area. Larry?
Thank you, Carl. Well, the word is out. If you work at a city-run hospital or health clinic, you'll need to get a shot for COVID, or you'll get tested weekly. That's the new policy, and it begins August 2nd. Mayor de Blasio says this new variant is no joke. It's impacting mostly unvaccinated people, and we need to do something to keep us from going back to where we were last year at this time, he says.
This is about keeping people safe and stopping the Delta variant. If we want to beat COVID once and for all, we have to stop the Delta variant. Health and hospitals led the way last year, heroic. We're going to protect our health workers and everyone they serve.
Publicly employed nurses, doctors, social workers, custodians, registrars will all be subject to the new rules, according to Dr. Dave Chokshi, the city's doctor. Dr. Mitchell Katz, the president of NYC Health and Hospital, says they'll work with the city and other groups to make sure everybody's in compliance.
We will work collaboratively with our labor partners to make it easy for our staff to be vaccinated or easy to be tested weekly. Testing will be at our facilities so that our workers can be tested on their work shift.
Yeah, but what do the workers think about it? You don't even have to guess. Here's Samantha Liebman.
Workers at Bellevue say there's one reason their colleagues who aren't vaccinated won't do it.
They feel it's not safe, that there are possible side effects that we don't even know about.
They also fear about the side effects.
And Wendy, who works in radiology, says this new policy of get vaccinated or tested weekly isn't going to change any minds.
I don't think that it will change their minds, because I witnessed the same thing with the flu vaccine. There are people that refuse to take the flu, the very same people who refuse to take the flu vaccine and are willing to wear masks 24/7 before masks were mandated.
She says the only thing that may convince workers is the threat of losing one's job. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Wins, outside Bellevue Hospital.
Right up there with the COVID and gun violence, New York City finds itself grappling with another critical issue, traffic incidents. Newsman Al Jones now with the latest on Mayor de Blasio's Vision Zero initiative and where it stands.
It seems gun violence isn't the only thing returning to the city with deadly consequences. 124 New Yorkers have been killed in car crashes so far this year.
This needs to be reversed, period.
And rather than have this be the deadliest year of his tenure, Mayor de Blasio is doubling down on his safety initiatives.
Vision Zero works. It will work again, but it requires a few steps.
Namely, disincentivizing driving and getting more people into mass transit. For that, he needs congestion pricing, which he says is being delayed by a sluggish MTA. Al Jones, 1010 Wins News.
Fare hikes among the wide range of topics on the table today as the MTA board meets. It comes at a mass as a mass compliance among strap hangers is falling, even as COVID cases are on the rise. MTA CEO Pat Foy expected to take about $17 million in expected revenue from next year's budget. It's supposed to come from a 4% hike in fares on subways, trains, and buses, but that won't happen now that the MTA has decided to give us a pass on fare increases until next year. citing continuing financial hardships brought on by the pandemic.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.